Kia ora, this is your Wātea English News. Electoral Commission staff will this morning start recounting the votes cast in Tāmaki Makaurau and Mount Albert under the eyes of District Court judges. Labour's Pēni Henare hopes to claw back the lead in the Auckland Māori seat after four special votes delivered it to Te Pāti Māori's Takutai Natasha Kemp, while National's Melissa Lee is looking to edge past Helen White, who is clinging on to Labour's Mount Albert stronghold by just 20 votes. Chief Electoral Officer Carl LaQuince says recounts generally take up to 3 days, but for larger electorates, such as Tāmaki Makaurau, that could take as long as 8 days. As well as recounting the votes, officials will take a closer look at disallowed votes, including whether the person was on the roll and in the right electorate, and whether the mark on the paper shows the voter's true intent. A recount of Nelson last week confirmed Rachel Boyack the winner by 26 votes, 3 fewer than the 29 which flipped the seat back to her after an election night loss to National's Blair Cameron. In a statement, Ms. Boyack said she was looking forward to getting back to Parliament and working alongside colleagues under Chris Hipkins' leadership to hold the new government to account. A Māori education service provider says there is keen demand for its tutoring program for kura kaupapa and whare kura students. Tupu Ora called for expressions of interest in its Tuku Marumaru program at the start of the month. Managing Director Te Waipounamu Teinakore says it's the first te reo specific program to cover a range of subjects as well as core literacy and numeracy. It taps into funding aimed at supporting students whose learning was disrupted through the pandemic.
To be honest, this was an opportunity for us to stand something up that's never been done before, an opportunity for us to test that demand. And so we are excited that for the first time we can actually provide this type of support.
Te Waipounamu Teinakore. Indigenous scholars from around the world are this week holding an online symposium on climate research hosted by Ngā Pai o Te Mā Tauranga, the Māori Centre of Research Excellence. Sean Awatere of Manaaki Whenua Landcare Research says Indigenous communities are often the most vulnerable to extreme weather events, and Indigenous research is a way to amplify their views and experiences. He says Indigenous people also offer ways to think about intergenerational sustainability rather than continue to exploit resources for short-term profits.
Some of our challenges is trying to negotiate that space around taking collective approaches for mitigating as well as adapting to climate change rather than just letting sector interests lead our way to maladaptation.
Dr. Awatere says the conference will look for real solutions, not just talk. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Toodle!